Do we have absolute certitude that God will grant our requests? No, but we are confident He will answer. So, Catholics need not worry. John is not teaching Protestant doctrine here. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Hi, my name is Dee Dee Monaco, and I'm a parishioner at St. Christopher's Church in Grandview. You know, in 2012, on Divine Mercy Sunday, my confessor challenged me. He said, "I want you to ask Jesus, how can I love you more?" Now, almost 9 years later, I'm still in pursuit of that answer. But I haven't walked that path alone. I have had St. Gabriel Radio as my faithful companion. Many of their programs and speakers have enlightened and instructed me and guided me, and it's so assuring to know that they will continue to be with me. You know, it's funny, I was thinking that perhaps even me telling you about my quest with St. Gabriel Radio is perhaps in a small way me telling Jesus that I really do love him more. God bless everyone who listens and supports St. Gabriel Radio.
It's a good day to be alive. Everyone sing now, so let's do more than just survive. That's what I'm saying. Don't lose sight of all the beauty that surrounds you. Don't let it pass you by. It's a good day to be alive.
It's a good day here on the Spring Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. So glad to be with you. This is the first day, Wednesday, of our three-day Spirit Drive, and we're having a special matching gift, dollar for dollar, now through 6 p.m. So this is, again, that blue light special thing that you don't see all the time on the Spirit Drive. Right now, whatever you give is going to be doubled. So pick up the phones at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. Remember, we're a nonprofit lay organization. We rely on listeners like you for the largest share of our income. We're not diocesan supported. It's definitely listener by listener, and our business supporters as well. We're looking for gifts of leadership gifts at $1,000 or more. We're looking for more sustaining members. That's $20 or more a month, and or looking to increase our sustaining members. So if you already are a sustaining member, you want to increase that by $5, $10 or more, you can do that. 614-459-4820. We'll blow the trumpets. That's a big deal. Or one-time gifts. We're seeing a lot of one-time gifts in any amount is always appreciated. And if you've given a one-time gift and you want to give another one, I'm seeing that. I'm seeing duplicate givers here. That's awesome, too. We want to accept that at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com as a special way to express our appreciation for the generous giving. All callers and all donors during the Spring Spirit Drive will be eligible to win 4 VIP package and seats for the Rescue Project Live. It's a Father John Ricardo experience coming on June 18th and 19th at the Ohio Expo Center. And I just read that book, Rescued, that he wrote, and the message he's giving is so, it's a game changer. Let's just say that. Life-changing game changer. I think you're going to want to be a part of that. And you can maybe win 4 tickets right now by calling 614-459-4820. And if you are current, new, or someone who is increasing their sustaining membership during the drive, you're invited to stop by the station now through April, and we have a special gift for you. It's a hardcover prayer book called The Bible Rosary, The Life of Jesus. So again, we're doing dollar for dollar matching. Every half hour, we've selected a name of a priest. This half hour, it's Monsignor Paul Enke at St. Edward's the Confessor in Granville. And we need 7 gifts altogether to win him a gift card to Tim Hortons. And we already have 3. So 4 more for him this half hour. Let's help him get his gift card. And let me bring on my guests. I'm very excited. We have Deacon Eric and Maggie Wright from St. Francis de Sales. Hello and welcome.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Oh, I'm so delighted that you guys are joining us. We love our clergy. Thank you, Deacon Eric. And can you lead us in a prayer, please?
Yes, ma'am. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you praise and glory. Thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. We also give you thanks for this great Catholic radio station We ask that you continue to bless the station and all the staff to keep bringing our listeners great Catholic programs. During this Spirit Drive, please open our hearts and help us to continue to support our Catholic radio station here in Columbus in whatever way that we can. We ask this all through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Well, I don't know how much you've been tuning in, the two of you, but it's been a great first day of giving. We're looking for a total daily goal here on our first day of 100 gifts, and we only have 25 more to go. So we're three quarters of the way there for the next hour and a half. So I know we can do that. Looking for 22 more sustaining membership gifts, another 5 leadership gifts. Those are our goals out there. We set them high, but we know hearts are inspired, and we know a lot of amazing things happen. The Holy Spirit moves people while we're on the Spirit Drive. And I just want to give a shout out, a thank you to Mary Rose over at Holy Family for her gift, and as well, Nancy and David from St. Matthew's. They have become a sustaining member. Okay, there's one of those sustaining members, and usually we blow the trumpet. I don't know if someone may know. There we go. And so thank you so much, Nancy and David, for stepping forward again. $20 or more a month is how you can become a sustaining member. Such a vital way to support the station. So, Deacon Eric, you were just ordained a deacon in 2020, so you are one of our new deacons.
Yes, I am, and it was a glorious day to be able to join a diaconate, and it was Bishop Brennan that brought us in for our ordination. I tell you, it was powerful, and it's been humbling ever since the whole diaconate experience, and being here at St. Francis with Father Dave Sizemore and as a mentor for me is just, I've been blessed beyond my imagination.
What would you say? I mean, this isn't answering the call, so we can't delve into it deeply, but like, what would you say would be maybe a key factor or so in having you hear that call to the diaconate and responding?
The key factor was being open to God's call for me. I mean, I discerned it for many years, and it was just listening and praying and through spiritual direction, talking. And discussing, it's just, I was open to God's call, open to His will. Maggie and I prayed about it and just let it, put it in God's hands and say, if this is your will for us, you know, for me, then make it happen. You know, we're open. I'm open to it. Your will, you know, and from there, it just grew.
That's beautiful. And Maggie, I know you're highly involved over there at St. Francis de Sales. I think you're the Director of Finance and Development, and you're also a Catholic coach and a secular Franciscan. Tell us a little bit about that as well.
Yes, I am. I am, a Catholic coach. Catholic coaches are not spiritual directors, just so you know, but we do help jumpstart reason. I got my certification through Metanoia Catholic, and it's been a really wonderful thing to do. You know, everybody has thoughts. They have emotions that come from those thoughts, and then they have actions that come from that. And to be able to pinpoint those thoughts and then take them to Jesus, if the action is, you know, not desirable or the emotion is not desirable, you know, have Him help you. I mean, it's something you can't do without Jesus. So it's just, that's all a Catholic coach does, is help jumpstart reason. And I've been a secular Franciscan since 2011. St. Pio Fraternity in Columbus, and it's been a great joy ever since I became a Franciscan. It was Father Adam Streitenberger that first invited me to that, and I heard the call and answered.
And of course, being married to a deacon now, that is also, that there's a role in that as well. You know, I know pretty well, but maybe for our listeners' benefit, that the wives become part of this. The wives are part of that whole process, that formation process, and what the commitments are. Isn't that right?
Oh, yes, we definitely are. We have to be totally on board and supportive. I mean, it's supporting and having that communication out and doing whatever I can to help him be able to fulfill his ministry. So, very much so.
And Deacon Eric, tell us a little bit about the golf cart ministries you're involved in at St. Francis de Sales.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do that. So, we have a golf cart ministry, and what we do is we go out and we take out a golf cart and we go meet people where they're at, the homeless or people just in need. We'll go out on the streets and, you know, talk to people, pray with them, hand them a peanut butter sandwich and a bottle of water, and, you know, we go down to bike paths. We just find people where they're at and talk with them. Like, you know, we even go into their camps, you know, and sit with them and talk with them and just, you know, love on them and let them know that, you know, people out here, that we love them. And the biggest thing for me is I want to make sure that they have something to eat that day. You know, just even if it is a peanut butter sandwich, that means the world to people out there. It's amazing how many, you know, how many people love the sandwiches. They look forward to us, you know, coming out there with them, whether, you know, whether it's summertime or wintertime. We're out there all the time, at least, you know, 2 to 3 times a week, helping the poor and the homeless, or just anybody that we meet on the street. If they're hungry, we're going to feed them. If they're thirsty, we got a bottle of water for them. The beautiful ministry to help, you know, to serve God's people.
You know, it's been so beautiful. We're doing in this Spirit Drive is featuring lay ministers throughout the diocese and, of course, some clergy. So we have yourself, Deacon Eric. We've had a few priests join us, but primarily we're focusing on some of the lay ministers and just the work they're doing in the diocese, like these ministries you're talking about. It's humbling and it's beautiful. And I think I'm seeing this connection between people who listen to Catholic radio and how it enlivens their faith. And then they want to go and do something with it. You know, maybe in the beginning it's, well, to fill myself and to grow in my knowledge and my holiness. But then it begins to be like the cup runneth over and they get involved in their parishes and they get involved in these ministries. And we are Jesus's hands and feet and heart and, you know, and all of that on the world. So it's so beautiful to see that. We thank you so much for the good work you're doing at St. Francis de Sales, and this is the Spring Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I want to say this is a neat thank you. This is for Tim at St. Mary's in Chillicothe, and Tim has become a gold sustaining member. So we've blown the horns for that. Whoop, whoop. So it's awesome. And before we go to our audio clip, Deacon Eric and Maggie Wright, do you have any special invites you want to send out there? Anyone you want to challenge to pick up the phone at 614-459-4820 and make a donation?
Yes, I do, actually. Deacon Doug Iglesias will be on, I think, tomorrow. But he threw a challenge to me that he would get more pledges than I would. So I challenge, you know, all my St. Francis friends and everybody that's really listening, you know, call in, become a member. You know, it's Catholic radio is very important. The program that's provided is just unbelievable. I mean, you can turn it on at any given time and learn something. And so we've been blessed with a great Catholic radio station here in Columbus. You know, and so let's keep it going. And I challenge everybody, you know, call in for me today and not that I would rub it into Deacon Doug Iglesias, but, you know, it would be a nice little challenge.
Hey, we're all about dueling deacons on this show, so totally cool at 614-459-4820. Let's help Deacon Eric win that little challenge and at the same time help Monsignor Anke get his gift card. We need 2 more gifts this half hour to achieve that. In the meantime, we're going to jump over to the audio clip right now. This is Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. The title of this talk is Faithful Families. It was on Catholic Answers Live, which you can hear 6 to 8, Monday through Fridays on St. Gabriel. So let's give a listen.
But it all begins and really sustains with this idea that faith has to be experienced as the source of the warmth in the home for kids to really own it.
Is it possible that you could have a family or a that where mom and dad really are faithful and it really is a warm family? Then they love the kids know that they're loved and all that, but somehow they're not verbally or another connecting these two things for the kids. Like, is this something that I as a parent should think, well, I love my kids obviously they know that I'm a Catholic father, we go to mass and all that, do I need to make that bridge for them that these two things are connected?
Well, certainly they can begin to discover it and intuit it in the core of who they are just by experiencing it, but it doesn't hurt to mention it. You know, it doesn't hurt to say, you know what, we're going, you know, dad's going through a really hard time at work right now, or mom and dad are struggling with this or that kind of thing, but we can pray through this together, we can trust in God together, or you're praying with your kids, or you're saying, you know what, with everything in the world that's going on, we as a family can come around each other in Christ and be more, and saying that does help. It helps a lot, but it can also be intuited and should be.
And building on that, you know, I mean, for example, if your family mealtimes are warm and pleasant, but they begin with a real meaningful grace. You know, not just the 7-second saying words at God grace,
yeah.
but actually, you know, something that brings your life as a family together in prayer. And that's the foundation then for a really nice family dinner. Or if you go out together and you're having a family day and you pray about it, you know, Lord bless this day together. And the kids really see that through it all, whether we're playing or working or praying or talking together, God's always a part of it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
then that makes it, so that I guess would be the next thing. The second that you sort of anticipated that on top of the faith being the source of the warmth in the home, finding ways to help kids experience God as the other person in the household.
Oh.
To really see him not just as somebody we go to visit on Sunday or somebody that we talk about when I go to school, but somebody that I encounter in a real way at home because we talk about him and we talk to him and we relate our hearts to him and we kind of gather around him to really kind of share and build our relationships.
Well, Greg, I think you make a very good point here. Too often, it's my experience that parents are sort of nervous about the kind of thing that you're talking about here, Si, where it's, do I have to talk about it? It feels awkward. But instead, we send the kids to religion class or we send the kids to Catholic school and think it'll be covered. We take them to Mass on Sunday. We, you know, get them to confession once a month, whatever that is. And it almost becomes, for the children, another subject in school. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to spend,
right.
you know, hours of my day doing algebra or bringing my broken heart to algebra. It's not what I, it was a course I had to suffer through. And I don't ever want my faith life and God himself to be that extra task, that extra course in school that has to be suffered through. Mm-hmm. I want it to be the core of who we are as a family so that we can celebrate God and know he loves us and that we love each other more because of that.
You know, only 83% of Catholic families pray together at all. Pray together. That's, they pray individually. But only 83% of Catholic families pray together. Only 13% of Catholic families say grace. And that includes families who go to church every week. And so, you know, when we're not allowing God to be a part of our home, an actual member of the household, we don't let our kids have a real experiential encounter of the faith. Faith becomes, like Lisa was saying, another subject that they have to study, and it doesn't become the source of the warmth at home because God isn't really part of it. It's all about the fact that our kids will sometimes ask us questions that we don't know how to answer or challenge us in ways that we don't know how to respond to, and that we should not be afraid of that, that we are, as parents and kids, discovering God together and helping each other grow into the people that God wants us to be. Because we're not just shaping our kids as parents. God gives us the kids that he needs us to have to become the people that he wants us to be too.
That was a clip called Faithful Families. Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak, they're family counselors and have such good advice on how to build our domestic church at home, how to build our marriages and families, and help us to, form the next generation of Catholics. This kind of programming is what you hear on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. This is the Spring Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, joined this half hour by my guests, Deacon Eric and Maggie Wright from St. Francis de Sales Parish. And out in Newark, and we are discussing the benefits of Catholic radio. And you can be a part of the giving this half hour, 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. And while that audio clip was playing, we had another gift come in. So I'll jump over to the board, and I will give a thank you to Wayne and Nancy Coleman. And they have also become a sustaining member. So that is awesome. I'm loving to see these sustaining membership gifts come in. And I want to say thank you also to Rita. Here's someone from your parish, St. Francis de Sales. Rita has also called in a gift. And with Rita's gift, that has just earned Monsignor Paul Enke from St. Edward's, the confessor, a gift card from Tim Hortons. So we just reached that goal. Rita says she came to the church at 63 years old. So see, there you go. And we just talked about that the last half hour, that Catholic radio feeds people of all ages. We were talking about young adults, but here you are. It doesn't matter what age. The truth is the truth. It resonates with us all. So Rita, thank you for coming into the church at 63. And she saw a bumper sticker. Easy way to evangelize. Put that bumper magnet on our cars. And we definitely have heard that at the station, that people will see that bumper magnet and get onto that that 820 on the dial and become hard and fast listeners. So it's an awesome way to evangelize. As we're continuing our discussion, it will be Father Anthony Davis from St. Matthias who will be the next priest we're earning a gift card for, and you can help us do that at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. So, Deacon Eric, what did you think about this this clip on Faithful Families? Was there anything that particularly hit you?
Yes, there was. But real quick, you were talking about the bumper stickers, the AMA 20 bumper stickers, and I got a little confession to make. But when I see somebody with that, if I'm on the road, I try to speed up and see who it is and wave hi to them because I know they're listening to you know, AMA 20. So, I might. No, I don't break the speed limit per se.
Yeah, do it safely now. Do it safely, but okay.
Yeah. So, back to the clip that you played. It reminds me that you know, church starts at home. That's where your children are start learning it. It starts at home. Don't depend on schools to teach it, and that you have to live it. Live your faith. Teach your faith to your children by example. By praying. The one stat that he gave was 13% of people that say a prayer for your meals. You know, that's disheartening. Even if you don't have any other prayers, you know, there's one already set out for us. It's not hard to do and take, you know, the 7 seconds that it takes to say that that blessing at a meal. The biggest thing is don't be afraid to bring God into the house. You know, talk about God, talk about Jesus, talk about what he did for us. Especially, you know, a good time to do it is during Lent. Why are we in Lent? What's the significance of Lent? And then coming up on the Easter season, Advent, and Christmas time. Talk about that stuff. Kids want to learn. They're like sponges. They want to soak it all in, but we have to be willing to talk about it for them to learn it.
So true. Maggie, what about you? What hits you in this clip?
Yeah, first of all, I think it's so important that we communicate with our children, especially in regards to our faith. They need to see us living it. They do need that experiential, and intuitive. They need to see all of that, and they need to see it through our love. But then they also need us to talk with them about it, to talk about why. And then as they see us, Father Sizemore's mother just passed away, and I was at his funeral, at her funeral. He said something about every morning he would wake up and he would see his mother with her Bible on her lap. Mm-hmm. And that's so important. That's what I do every morning. And I hope that that's something that my children remember about me. But not just that. Going throughout the day, and when they're having struggles or things going on, maybe Agnes comes home, our youngest, and she's had difficulty with a child at school. Well, come on, Agnes, let's pray about it. Let's talk to God about it. You know, what does Jesus have to say about this? And helping them to make those connections with their faith, and it'll make it so much easier for them to go to them. I was one of those children who did not have my family. I loved them. My parents were great parents, and they definitely showed us that they loved each other. So I had the experiential where I saw them, but I did not have the talking about it. We never talked about it. We never missed Mass, but we never talked about it. And I think that talking about it would have made things so much easier for me, because I had ended up for a while straying away from my faith and then coming back. And when I came back, the first thing I thought to myself is, if I had known what we really believed, I'm not sure I would have ever left.
That is so true. And that is so true. I know. I think of that. What do you mean you left the real presence? What? You left the body, blood, soul, divinity of Jesus for what? You know, so you're so right. And it is. We got to make it experiential for the kids. We've tried to do that. We've got four. They're all adults now and, still trying to find their way. And we now have to pray because they're no longer under the roof. They're adults. They're making their own choices. But we pray. And hoping the foundation we gave them is going to, in the end, beat out this tough culture that just wants to suck our kids away from the faith and into everything but. So, and I know a lot of people are on that journey right now. I hear that all the time. While you guys were speaking, we had a call come in from Daphne at St. Bernadette in Lancaster. She says she's given giving a gift today. She appreciates St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. She loves the variety of programming. She said it's inspirational, and she's giving in honor of Father Thompson, our pastor, who is awesome. And due to her gift now, so we have, and I think I did announce that someone senior, Anki, wins his gift card. We're now moving on to Father Anthony Davis, so we can earn him a gift card as well as the giving continues during the Spring Spirit Drive. And remember, we are in a dollar-for-dollar match today at 6 p.m., so all these gifts are being doubled. So this is the time to pick up that phone, 614-459-4820. Make a generous gift. It is going to double right now, so you're going to double your almsgiving, which is perfect timing for Lent. Maybe you want to give in honor of your favorite deacon, maybe your favorite priest, or it could be a birthday present, an anniversary present. So many ways to give and honor someone right now with your generous gift. 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. We're coming down to the end of our half hour, but we just did get another gift. So let me give a thank you now to Marie and Joe. They're from Holy Trinity down in Portsmouth. And of course, with the expanded signal, we have the ability to reach Portsmouth as well. And so we welcome you to our listener family. And so Marie and Joe have given their gift, and they say they like FM 88.3, which is, of course, how people down in Portsmouth get to hear St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So thank you so much for tuning in and giving. And gosh, this half hour went so fast. I could keep the two of you on easily for another half hour. But I guess it's time, Deacon Eric, I'll ask you, can you please leave us with your blessing?
Yes, I sure can. Thank you for asking. And thank you for having us. It has been a great pleasure. So in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, you're a gracious God. We thank you for opening the hearts of all the listeners of Catholic Radio. Please bless each one of their... Please bless each one of your supporters, whether monetary or through prayer. Continue to bless the staff and supporters of AMA 2020 and help us grow closer to you. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And again, Deacon Eric, thank you for your service as Deacon. Maggie, all your beautiful work, and both of you for your beautiful work and all your ministries at St. Francis de Sales, and most of all for taking time today to encourage your listeners to pick up that phone at 614-459-4820 and make their donation. I'm going to let you two go. You have a blessed day, and when I come back, I'll be with Lisa Wirth. She's from St. Paul's, and we're going to continue to rock that phone and rock those computers. There's volunteers ready for your donation, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Deanna Marie from Immaculate Conception, Columbus. Although a cradle Catholic, I am still learning about my Catholic faith by the variety of programs on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So keep listening to AM 820 and let them be a part of your everyday faith walk. And ask a friend to join you.
Sarah Clubs throughout the world pray for and support the priesthood and consecrated religious life. Please join in our prayer for the perseverance of vocations.
O God, you have constituted your only begotten Son, supreme and eternal priest, for the glory of your majesty and the salvation of mankind. Grant that those whom he has chosen ministers and dispensers of his mysteries may be found faithful in fulfilling the ministry they have received. Amen.
For information on the two Sarah Clubs in the Diocese of Columbus and the ways in which we promote vocations to the priesthood and consecrated religious life, go to saracolumbus.org. That's SERRA Columbus.org.
O good Jesus, you are the Most High God, everlasting and always living. You have shown us the way to the Father and sent the Holy Spirit to guide us. We implore thy most sacred heart to have mercy on us in this time of need. Bless and protect the vulnerable. Give hope to all and fill our hearts with confidence in your divine mercy. Be our joy in the midst of suffering and our stability in the midst of uncertainty. Your forgiveness we seek, your love we need. Your protection we implore. Forgive our sins and heal our wounds. Strengthen any weakness of faith and make us strong so as to give witness to your glory. Keep far from us any illness, pestilence, or harm. You are our refuge. You are our comfort. You are our hope. Through the intercession of Our Lady, health of the sick, we come to your most sacred heart and beseech your protection and blessing. Most sacred heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Amen.
One of the dumbest decisions in all of history is found in the Bible. Isaac had two sons.